Blog Talk Radio.
Push the one button to be heard. Hit up our chat room. We're on Twitter right now. We're on Facebook. You know what I mean? Diva got the folks in the building with us. Shout out to the folks. Hey, family, what's good?
Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in and seeing. I'm broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, and internationally. Long big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live to the show. We got some hot independent music tonight. All those that tuning in live from www.divaspotradio.com. Also, who downloaded the free amp, my free amp, Frontline Friday's free amp on TuneIn Radio. All you got to do is download it on your Google Play Book or playlist, on your Android, on your iPhone, and that's the TuneIn Radio amp. And all you got to do is search Diva Spot Radio on Phenomenal Radio, and you can hear us live. Big shout out to everybody that's watching me now on Diva Spot TV. Don't I look fabulous? Don't I look like such a damn diva? Well, of course, the diva is going to bring y'all some music. First, we're going to go to this call line before we get into some of this hot music. Let's go to the 972. Who we got in the building? 972-824. That's dope-ass music. Dope, holla at the face.
Man, you know what it do. It's your boy, dope-ass music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable team, no filter. West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. What it do, diva? What's up, tight?
Yo, yo, what's good, dope? How you feeling, sir?
Man, I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, watching my little princess. You see, she eating everything that ain't nailed down. Lord Jesus.
That's right.
For sure, man. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what's up to us? Hey, we got to show our daughters which type of man to go for. I promise you, if she bring home anything that's like Soulja Boy, I'm killing her and him.
He gonna be like, not Soulja Boy. Oh, you gonna kill them both. Well, I'll read about you on Hot Mess News. You know we got the Hot Mess News coming on Diva Spot Radio. Dope ass music. You got a mixtape coming out. It's about to drop. Tell us about that. And we gonna get another call in before we get into this Elder Barge music. Elder Barge Jr. was on the show about a month and a half ago, and he blessed us with his hot track, Shorty. Are you okay? But dope ass music, you got a hot ass mixtape coming out that's about to drop, and it's going to be something special on there, so I want you to tell the people about it and also tell them where to holler at you at.
Man, for sure. This Thursday, the Thanksgiving Massacre mixtape will drop. You know what I'm saying? The beauty of this mixtape is it is a bunch of collaborations. You know, it's not just me. You know, I know everybody want to hear dope ass music, but I like collaborations. I like hearing other people, you know what I'm saying? I like collaborating with other people. So it's going to be about 25 to 30 collaborations from all across the nation. It's about to go down. You say, I got Diva Ebony B, you know what I'm saying? Rap debut, you know what I'm saying? Along with my man, Tay Black. Hey, Tay, that lyrical, Tay Black is unappreciated in music, man. The way that you put that bridge and that hook together, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tay Black, man. Holla at him.
Yeah, yo, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it. Yo, big shout out to Dope, man. He got a catalog of music, man. He knocking out songs, and it's not easy doing the production and writing the verses. So big shout out to Dope, man. That's a hard working dude, man. You know what I'm saying? He's Mr. Google for a reason, man.
Well, that's why you're able to tune in live to Frontline Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio. It's only soldiers on the front line, man. Let's go to another call and let's get into some of this music. Where we at? 706-468. You're now tuning in live with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up, man? What up, man? This is your girl, Roughneck Mouth, man. I just want to let you know, man, open up that chat room over there in BTR so my whole family can come on through that thing. You feel me?
Well, so big shout out to Don Nicole. Y'all make sure y'all check out Don Nicole. She be turped up. Such a great show. Big shout out to Nap. Big shout out to Sunshine. Big shout out to 50 and Retired. A really great show to tune into, get educated, and get some understanding. And act a fool at the same time. But Don, let everybody know about this show while I open up this chat room, because y'all about to go live in about 42 or 52 minutes. Don, tell them about this show, baby. I think Don got us on mute. But that's all right. I'm going to go ahead and open up this chat room so we can get it in. Let's go ahead and get into some music right now. I told you I was going to give you all some Elder Barnes Jr. I think I'm in love with this man on the low. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell my hubby. Let's go. Oh, wow, it must be Black Friday already. My shit running slow. Kay, can you believe this?
Hey, you know what? It's all good. We're going to keep it moving. Matter of fact, yo, big shout out to everybody. Yo,
yo. Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
That's the hell I'm talking about. I'm on the spot.
Hey, baby girl, what's up?
Yeah.
What you need? Come on, man. You already know I got you. You ain't got to be my girl. I'm a trip.
So, yeah, you got you.
You're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, so I ain't always round. You girl, you acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you when I was broke, you paid me. Even though I worked your nerves, it's pain the streets that made me. But you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh,
you know I got that. But when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me. Whatever you need. No, I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, and hold on, just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
This life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me. I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing. Ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving. I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you. You know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that,
oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need, shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, and hold on, just wanna know that you're okay.
I know men taxing your life, cause they just write you off. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your marriage oblige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match, a calling card for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, do some shows. But these fools up and who I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. Yeah. And I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
About the music. The music.
Yes, baby, it's all about the music. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and K Black. We turning it up. That was just L. DeBarge Jr. right there with Shorty, Are You Okay? Y'all know about the DeBarge family and all the kids that he got and the wonderful history and even a little drama that was up in there. But big shout out to L. DeBarge Jr. with his fine self and him blessing the music industry. With that, Shorty, Are You Okay? You can actually follow him on Twitter at L. DeBarge Jr. Again, that's L. DeBarge Jr. Make sure y'all check out my people's Black over at Keep It
Moving. Yo, it's your boy Black from Keep It Moving Radio. You are now tuning into my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot. Call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Texas general out here. And you're tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
Most definitely. Listen, man. We're going to get into some more call. We're going to get into some more call lines. It's going to be a party, y'all. Hey, Black, what a drink that, Tay. I know you done poured it up over there. Where's my girl with the chicken at? I need my chicken.
Yo,
I need
I'm
my salad. I need it.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? The chef hit me up a couple weeks ago. After that, she was gone again. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to place an order for some pizza and some chicken. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have them drinks. But all I know is party time.
It's party time.
Oh, it's
party time.
Oh,
we're going to play that too tonight. Let's open up the line for Chi-Town in the building tonight. Holla at us, baby.
What's good? What's good? How are you, Miss Dear Ebony B? What's good, Mr. Tay Black and Mr. Dope Bass Music? No S's, no C's. How is everybody doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How is everybody doing? What's going on?
Chillin'.
Oh, we doing good. It's Frontline Friday. You got any requests in here?
I do. I need to hear that. No, it's actually 60 needs it tonight because the video is rocking out on YouTube. We are not that far from 10,000 views. We're almost at 9,000. So, and we've had it out since in less than a month. So we're definitely doing the damn thing. So I need people to hear that song and see how dope my boys are. Shout out to North Rock 360. Shout out to Rotimi. Much love, CSLO Team Star. Y'all in the motherfucking building.
Ow. Denier, turn it up tonight. You see that? Only Fridays. It's only on Fridays that you get on Frontline here. You hear me, Denier? We definitely got that track right there for you. The name of the track is North Rock. Well, it's by North Rock 360 featuring Shahade and Jay Soto and Dee Martinez, and it's called Need You Tonight. I'm definitely going to showcase that tonight as well. And I want to give all my love to everybody that's in the chat room because, you know, Adiba on TV right now. I'm in the chat room. I'm hosting the show. I'm promoting the network. I am every woman. A big shout out to Poetry 99 for telling me that I'm repping well for the dark skinned sisters. That's right. Dark skin is so smooth. Dark skin. You know I love your dark skin. I can't tell where it begins. That's right. That's Diva. Let's get to the top track right here. We're going to come back and get some more of the call lines. We see y'all with your hands up. But this right here, I need you tonight.
When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have you. No, I don't know.
That's
what
it's all about.
I
know you can. I know you can. I know you can.
Girl, I need you tonight. No ifs and doubts about it. I say we talk about it somewhere that's nice and private. Cause I'm looking for love and I'm hoping that you can be the one to help me find it. Cause I need a queen and you got a king. Well, I could spade that diamond. Guaranteed that alone together we can change the weather and create our own climate. Best believe that the boat is better. Got the motion set up so we coast to the night. So forget about the losing, never settle for a mic win. Yeah. Open up the window, all you gotta do is climb in. When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have ya. No, I don't know. To the point that I'm out of my brain, caged in rage. I lost my way, but I just found you. I ain't lost no way. It's so simple, you think. Just walked in and I'm all on the brink. I wanna ask you what it is that you think of a possibility of a love so sick. Heart better in a matter of a clock tick. Just one look in my heart, hell, hot things, ransom. Anything you got it.
it feels so right, ma, I need you tonight.
Alina, I can't let you go.
Cause I ain't thinking about it, it feels so right, ma, I need you tonight. Ma, I need you tonight.
Now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I could take my life away. Seen every day and every other young sister.
Sit back and see the same thing that happened to me happened to you.
This ain't love.
You're not alone. I'll always be there for you. Rock on.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to front the shit off like it don't exist.
Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, you want to get high. Real high real and real high. Fast. And this is going to do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinate and consolidate.
That's what up.
We going to bum rush the whole damn thing.
Yes.
Now, just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. Don't. Fuck it. It's like Beru. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
This is Phenomenal Radio, and you are now on the front line with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. Y'all know Mary J. Blige. You can't hold a good woman down. Big shout out to Neff, Nefertiti surviving the game. You can't hold a good woman down. Big shout out to Don, Denia. You can't hold a good woman down. I ain't even mad at it. Tay Black, holler at the people. We're going to get into the hotlines, too. 267, we see you. Stay tuned. Tay Black, what's up? Dope, what's up? Don, what's up? Denial, what's up? We broadcasting this thing international, baby. We're like an international game.
You already know. You already know. We over here feeling good. And, I mean, if you want to be heard, if you're on the line, make sure you hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button. Holler at us, man. We always have live people on the line with us, man. So big shout out to them, man. We love y'all.
For sure, for sure. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and at TayBlack84. Make sure you check out Phenomenal Radio. What we believe our motto is, we put in the power of the industry in the independent hands. So you just check that out at www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. That's Rena 267-975 live on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from, soldier?
This is Barack Obama. And Diva, you're doing an excellent job. And there's four more years, and I'm going to endorse your show right now. Michelle's here with me. But her mouth's full, but she can't talk right now. But we're just enjoying ourselves in the Oval Office. And we're listening, you know, 50% of my time I used to spend listening to Diva because she's very black and she appeals to half of me. So, you know, I'm on the front line in the office and you guys are on the front line on the battlefield. And I really enjoy what you're doing there, Diva. And I'll send you some money.
Hey, Obama, can I get you to say you're now tuned in live to Diva Spy Radio on Frontline Friday?
You're now tuned in live to Diva Frontline Fridays. Get here or I'll send the CIA to kick your ass.
Two terms. Obama say two terms.
Two terms, bitches.
Oh, thank you, Obama, for coming through. You know you're going to be my fifth baby daddy. I already got Tay. I got Guru. I got dope-ass music. I got one more, and then you will be the fifth one, baby. It's coming. Big shout-out to Michelle and the kids. You guys are tuned in live right now to Frontline Fridays. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Yeah, baby, I hear you, Tay.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a stingy man. So, you know, if the president needs to take precedence over his baby daddy place, you know what I'm saying, so that everybody else can eat, you know what I mean? I feel like we need to bump that man up, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have to stay for a reason, you know what I'm saying? I need some new shoes and I need a new shirt, you know what I'm saying? Medium husky. Thank y'all very much. Appreciate it. Peace
and love. Look at my baby daddy sending me for some new Nikes and a damn rest of T-shirt. Look at
you
this.
You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
You know, we gotta call us up. I'm having so much fun. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. And in the chat room on blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpy, I want everybody to put their links in there, their Twitter. We networking in here. Oh, big shout out to all the perms on DivaSpy TV. Pervert.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what y'all going to do tonight. Y'all actually has become very entertaining from me, so I'm getting all types of DM messages and all types of stuff. But big shout out to y'all because the view counts. That's all I give a shit about at the end of the day. What's up, Slim?
What up? It's your boy, Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy, Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Yeah, it's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
So, big shout out to K Flames, too. I had a funnier day because I was on Don's show earlier today. And I guess my voice was sounding a little bit raspy. I didn't moisten enough with the Hennessy. And sometimes I can sound very raspy or sound like a man, which I thought it was pretty funny. But, you know, I am a diva, but I will kick your ass like I'm a man. I am 5'7", 2'11", baby, and we can get at it. You better let them know, though.
Hey, look, we's kicking perverts out of the chat room like field goals around this. Hey, Diva, I'm so comfortable right now. Hey, Tay, can you pass the Kool-Aid, you know what I mean, and the chicken?
On the
man.
Front line, you pass the Kool-Aid on the front line, Tay.
I got the reddest Kool-Aid in the refrigerator right now. Now, it's a half a pitcher, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get at the dope-ass music, man, because he a dope-ass dude, man. That's what he deserves.
Hey, shout out to Tay, man, because you were saying, I was saying the same thing about Barack. I'm like, damn, Barack is on the team? Me and Tay done came up.
I'm here, I'm supporting, and Diva was giving him the baby daddy ship, you know, because, you know what I'm saying, because she's the queen, she just don't like the baby daddies. They get baby daddy ships, you know what I'm saying, so she don't like niggas, she baby daddy ship them, you know what I'm saying, so so we need to be taken care of, you know what I'm saying. We could be the Secret Service, I could be in the captain, I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying.
I know, that's right, so I'm playing my position. See, my kings know how to act over here, they play their position over here, and y'all get it straight, just because we pay, it don't mean everything is okay. We're going to educate and regulate y'all after we come back from this hot track by Jada Kiss. What's up?
You know, Poobs, in the Bible they say money is the root of all evil. Need I say more? Staring at the clouds, looking out the jet window, puffing on the loud, thinking about my dead kin folks. I was always taught to let it go until the pen broke. Would the outcome have been the same if I'd have been broke? Still going through it though, flow is still fluid though. Money can't stop the pain, it can soothe it though. If you don't maintain your sanity, you can lose it, yo. Trick it all on a coke whore or a music hole. Business is all risky. At the end of the day, hundreds is all crispy. Yeah, nigga, I'm in that thing, you can't miss me. A bad bitch on her way to come twist me. That don't mean shit, though. The pounds and the bricks go. Dealing with some issues that currency can't fix, though. Stressed out, so we smoking that and drinking that. Meanwhile, you probably looking at us and you thinking that.
Just cause we paid.
Sometimes it's a warning, so I wake up and try to make a million every morning. You ain't gotta rap to feel the way I'm on it. Hustler's mentality is still the way I'm on it. Frowns, smiles, tribulations, trials. Heroin in the bags, crack in the valves. So raspy T, snapback in the khakis. If he got all the money, why he ain't never happy? Real recognize real, why he ain't never dap me. He follow me on Twitter, but he ain't never at me. New 7 series, wishing they made a wagon. Situations be real, more than you can imagine. Royalty is something you can't worship, and loyalty is something you can't purchase. Going through it, so I'm smoking that and drinking that. And when you see me, automatically you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
No. lie, without a doubt, hands down, we the most fly. Whole group been the truth, nigga, no lie. Chipped in, first advance, bought a whole pie. Butter Natch till infinity. I'm just one third of the Trinity. Top five when you think of rap. Now that you know, you can stop thinking that.
Just gonna be just like music. Ooh, music like is the soul of the man.
Jamming to the music, baby.
Music I'd makes like a
jam,
happy
jam,
day.
Get funky, funky, funky.
And music makes
say
the
what?
Clouds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And dried my eyes.
Doobie, 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 doobie,
your music
doobie,
makes
doobie,
me want to sing.
Doobie, doobie, doobie,
the music
doobie, doobie,
is a joy to bring.
Hey,
music is my heart and soul.
Smoke
precious, then go.
Southern Smoke.
It's time to educate and regulate.
It's time to educate and regulate.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go on to the bum. Hey Queen, go on to the bum. Hey Queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go on to the bum. Hey Queen, go on to the bum. Hey Queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. Big shout out to S. Collie for that hot, hot, hot behind drop right there. It's time to educate and regulate. I wanted to talk about this whole payday loan and situation and, oh, with the holidays, you can go ahead and get you a loan and you can pay it back later. For some people, that's fine. But I want y'all to take a look at the fine print, because when you're taking out these loans, and can I get a mic check, 1-2-1-2, Tay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Dave?
I can hear you. Dope. Let me get a mic check, 1-2-1-2.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2.
Denial, let me get a mic check, 1-2-1-2.
What's up?
Let me see if I got Obama back up in this thing. Obama, you here, baby daddy number five? All right, I'm going to get back to my baby daddy number five.
I'm still here.
Fantastic. So I wanted to talk about a lot of the check cashing places, and I think it's, what is that, payday and whatnot. They're doing these loans. And they say, oh, you can bring your income, and if you make double the amount, you can get $400 or $500. This is another way that to put people in debt, I honestly feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk real brief on this because I want to get your feedback. They're getting your checking account number, getting all your information, and then they say, okay, well, you can borrow $500, and you get on a monthly plan to pay about, I don't know, 15-20%. I'm going to get more information on that. But then they probably most likely get you for another $100. And you got to think, if you buy $500 because you don't have enough money for Christmas and you buy a Christmas present, after the holiday season is up, your hours is not going to be what they used to be no more. But you still got
mm-hmm.
to pay back this $500. So I want you guys to start thinking about that before y'all get caught up in this whole holiday shit. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, New Year's, all of this. Oh, we celebrate life every day. Every day. If you're going to buy me something on Christmas, buy me something every day. Before you get home from work, buy me some shoes. This is the part of me I'm trying to get you used to. I want to get y'all feedback on this. Let's go ahead and start with Tay and go down the line so we can get back to some more of this independent music on the front line, baby.
Like, me personally, you know what I'm saying? I don't ever think it's smart to put yourself in debt for trying to do things that you really, if you can't afford to do it, you really have no business doing it, don't do it. You know what I mean? Your real folks, they're not going to be upset with you if you ain't really got it right now. You know what I'm saying? If anything, a real person is going to be like, you know, well, hey, do for me when you can. Matter of fact, because you even thought about putting yourself in a situation to overextend yourself, let me help you out. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't have people around you like that and they just rather see you in a bad situation, don't be doing nothing for them people. That's all I got to say on that.
Amen to that. That's right. Dope ass music. Let me throw it over to you.
Hey, this is like the national debt. You cannot get out of debt by borrowing money that puts you further in debt. How you going to borrow $500 that's going to cost you $650 to pay back? Where they do that? And along with Tay said, the only people that get Christmas presents from me is my mama, my daddy, and my kids. If you are over the age of 12 and you are not one of my offspring, Merry Christmas, but that's a white man's holiday. Keep it moving.
I don't mind giving gifts, man, but I just feel like my immediate family, I get some gifts, but then when we have Christmas dinner, for those who, that's a gift too. Feeding somebody is definitely a gift as well. Denai, come on in, and then I'm going to bring Obama in, and then I'm going to get to 706, and I'm going to read the chat room feedback too.
Definitely. I think the biggest issue that I've seen with the whole payday loans and just all this craziness, there is no reason to go broke after for Christmas, and then you're sitting there wondering how you're going to pay your bills after Christmas. It doesn't make any sense. It really, really doesn't. I think the only reason you should ever get a payday loan is if you are in an absolute dire emergency. Otherwise, leave that stuff alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say take a loan for a security deposit, take a loan for a car payment, stuff that you need, housing,
right,
shelter, you know, clothes, stuff like that. I wouldn't say just to necessarily go shopping like that. That's a setup. That's a setup so I can't get
right.
I know what I see what you're doing. And let's go to the and that's the interest. You know, you gotta look at for them interest. And laughing out loud, exactly, says fast cash loan with interest on a monthly payment. Yeah, it's just interest on a monthly payment, but you gotta think, after you don't pay them people back, just say you can't pay them people back and it goes to collection, they can take you to court and all types of shit. You don't want that. Obama, come on there, baby. I want your feedback on this. And then, Obama, I want to talk to you about the game over there in Chicago, because you did get a lot of support from Chi-Town, and it basically, it's a Tasmanian devil situation over there. So, Obama, comment on these fast loans, and then you can go into the games over there in Chi-Town.
Well, I just want to say that Chi-Town is a beautiful place because it has the means of making money. And with that means of making money, it doesn't matter what the product is or what's being sold, albeit it may be bullets and heroin, but the gangs in Chi-Town are, they're the gangs that you're talking about, I would imagine, would be folks and gangster disciples. They're the small gangs, honey. Let me tell you, the
right.
Police are the biggest gang across the United States of America, and I plan on empowering them to use drones to come in, fly around in the ghettos, because it's unsafe. The low level gangs are quite vicious and violent. So I'll bring in some drones, and you can fly the drones. If you can play PlayStation, you can fly a drone. And if we use some of the cameras on the drones, and we can pick up the signature of drugs or guns on a body, we'll just shoot you. So the gangs won't be a problem in the near future, as long as they're on our streets doing wrong. We'll take care of them.
I hear that, Obama. 706-468, holla at me. I think that was Don, and then Don was on the other line. Let me see if this guy right here. Nine, can you hear me?
Yeah, but what's up?
Yeah, baby, I want you to comment on this whole fast payday loans, like the interest loan, the fast loans. Is this a good idea for the holiday season, or should it be used for something else or not used at all, in your opinion?
I don't know. I don't participate. You know what I'm saying? My mom do. You want me to call mama? She'll get a loan for anything. My mama get a loan for anything. I call her for you, but I don't know about that.
I can definitely dig it. We all need somebody to love, man. Let's get to this hot track, Slate Stone, featuring Grease. Better Grease is called Somebody to Love. Y'all gonna love this.
When the truth is found to be
grind, hustle, put your money where your mouth is. Bit meal tickets with my boss, money where my mouth is. Hip hop from the South, kid. West Texas, where I'm at. Home of Buddy Holly, this my city. Gone and Google that. Never before has there been an MC like me in this game. By torture, killing these sins and bad with the words that I say. Underground, pushing until the world holler Slate Stone. His resume ready for platinum, black for the take home. Over 10,000 units. Smooth, DJ the radio, got to chop it with Jada Kiss. That listen name goes on. I've been had my froze on. Mr. Freeze was a mixtape, and even Bun B gave a shout to that boy Slate. He been grinding and hustling, trying to market my brand. Tony Neal gave me that game. Salute the core DJ fam. I'm that 806, represent a Texas MVP. If y'all need someone to love, Slate Stone, that's me, that's me. Being a have not, one in my pockets to have not. Pen and pad, I mastered. Please tell J Prince out that rap a lot. Ready for this industry and best to rep the Lone Star State. Package up my music, try to traffic it from state to state. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in your residence. Respect to all the Texas legends. Co-sign me if ever did. Learn some things from Scarface, Lil Flip, Pimp C, Mike Jones, and Devin the Dude. Hit me up, let's throw some tricks. A millionaire in power. Help me get my mind correct. DMD and Lil Key, DJ Screw and Fat Pat. Zero plus that traitor truth. They taught me not to take a loss. Soldiers of the struggle, that Slim Thugger helped me be a boss. Yeah, he iller than the swine flu. H1N1, head nigga, he got crime flu. Magno Magnificent, holding down that West Tech. Skill flow, he made it happen. Recognize that I'm the next, the next.
The game loaded. See, tired of bum dudes. Fake MCs, one hit wonders is junk food.
Yeah.
But I'm a healthy dose. 100 like cornflakes. Land a link in Al Capone. No way that I'm born fake.
No.
It's Grease Gutter. The beast from the east. The Midwest is my mother.
Underground king, no G. More like a prince.
Uh-huh.
Got words. Play like notorious swag. Something like Tip.
But yeah. Folks, I'm far from tiny. 618 is behind me. Catch me in Killer City. Your ICC getting grimy.
Oh my, what the triple D.
Trying to give them all the hammer.
Yeah.
They me on C9. Now they love my country grammar.
Yeah.
From the 915 to the 409. Everything is big in Texas, so I fit it fine. I'm in the limelight.
Yeah.
What up, my nigga Slate?
What up?
Shout out to DJ3, DJ Swade, and the core of great.
was my boy Slate Stone and Gut Agrees with Somebody to Love. Y'all can definitely follow Slate Stone at Slate Stone Music. That's at Slate Stone Music. And follow Gut Agrees at Grease. That's at Grease. Check them out. All the hot stuff that they're doing. That's one of my favorite tracks, Somebody to Love. That's definitely a dope-ass track because we got dope-ass music in the building. We got the Nye in the building, Obama here. Everybody is tuned into this party, man. Big shout-out to all the independent artists who have been submitting their music to the website and been submitting their music to Phenomenal Radio. We are getting at least 400,000 views a month, and I'm thankful for that. I'm really thankful for that because that means that we can put more of the independent artists, and also don't forget about the independent business owners each and every Saturday on Steppy Game on Saturday. For me and Jay Biggs, we showcase the business owners as well. But it's all about putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. I'm so glad to see the change of people taking a lot more responsibility for their own business and for their own music now and marketing themselves and learning now because at first, that's how the industry really got big, or that's one of the ways the industry really got big is people putting their dependency in somebody else rather than reading or studying or learning from themselves how to market their brand. So big shout out to all the artists who's pushing it in. And it's Black Diva Ebony B has considered Monday, starting Monday, as Black Friday week. I'm not really excited about Black Friday because I'm black on every Friday. And I'm on the front line on every Friday. I'm black on Friday, so I don't know what's so special about this. But I'm going to jump on and do some specials. Instead of doing, I got a basic package for the artist that started at $50. It's 30 days of promotion, an interview on Diva Spot, a feature on the blog, a feature on the website, and we promote you for a month. Instead of 50, on Black Friday week, I'm going to take that down to 25. I'm going to do that for y'all, take it down to 25 to make it affordable so you guys can get promoted on a large scale and also be able to properly brand yourself. And not only that, you can take your interview, your showcase, download it for your audio resume. You can add that to your EPK. Matter of fact, you really do business with me, I'm going to make sure you're going to do numbers and do right and be able to get played and get paid. That's how we do it. You get played and get paid. Ain't that right, Tay?
Yes, and yeah, I want to give a real quick shout out to a couple of heads. I always get on my Twitter and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to shout you out and show you love. And time just go by so fast. We had so much fun. So, yo, big shout out to my homie @_LisaChiquita. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to I'm a Black Poem. You know what I mean? Big shout out to the homie Intense Desire, man. She always, you know what I mean, got Twitter vote. You know what I mean? And, you know, just big shout-out to my folks. And big shout-out to Ashley Marie Bree. You know what I'm saying? She had a rough weekend last weekend, and I told her I was going to give her a shout-out. So hopefully everything is all good and you back in good spirits. And, I mean, hit us up, man. If you want to talk to us, yo, and if you just on the line, the number is 347-850-1521. Push the 1 button. You can give your shout out yourself. I ain't got to do it. I don't got to mess up your Twitter name when I do it either. So give us, you know what I mean, give us a little ring. And shout out to my homie J Mose. You know what I mean? Definitely on a chat with her right now, too. So much love.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Diva does love her since Twitter. I think Twitter is advertising. To me, Twitter is like a big advertising board. It's like a billboard. You put all your information up there. People connect with you. 1,000 people are riding by seeing your advertisement and your promotion. So big shout out to Twitter. Big shout out to all my 7,000 followers. All my followers are leaders. I don't even really like to call y'all followers. I like to call y'all leaders. And for those who really not doing nothing, I end up, flushing y'all anyway. If you got a lot of people that you're following and they're not following you back within 48 to 72 hours, flush their ashes. Go to www.tweepi.com. That's tweepi.com and flush their asses. Big shout out to Nav Nefertiti surviving the game. I appreciate the love. Big shout out to Poetry 999. Big shout out to Don Nicoleon tuning in. They're about to start their show when their show is about to start. So, Big, I appreciate you, Queens, coming through and showing me some love, man. I know y'all feeling this music. I know y'all feeling all this independent love that we showing. Oh, damn, hot mess news. I thought this was a rumor. I thought this was a rumor at first, but Don cleared it up for me. It was like, hold on, Diva, that's not a rumor. This is not a rumor. Big shout out to Starbuck Wild, the official hater, friend to no one. I was watching his show on, he actually got his own website called Hot 90, it's called Shot 97, not Hot 97, but it's called Shot 97. A lot of you guys should be familiar with Star from Starbuck Wild from Hot 97, but he was talking about the story of Kelvin Class, which is the creator of Elmo, how he's now being accused of having a relationship, of a homosexual relationship with another man when he was his lover came out at the age that they were dealing. He was underage, and now he's older. He then came out the closet. Now, my question is, a lot of us love Elmo. I love Elmo. We all love Elmo to a certain degree. I'm more of a Blues Clues. But when I first heard the story, I'm like, nah, man, he was doing all that Elmo stuff and being around the kids and touching the kids and whatnot. But then I thought about on the other end, that Elmo was his career. That was his character. That was his job. After he put Elmo furry ass down and was finished, he went home to his own personal life. Everybody has the right to pick and choose who they want to be with. I'm not saying that there's nothing against being with who you love, even if that's meaning it's the same sex. It's just with all the stuff that's been coming on with coming out with Penn State, with the kids being sexually molested and raped, all the stuff that was coming out with the Boy Scout or the boys being touched. You know, we had the whole Michael Jackson thing, then all the fine black men and men coming out of nowhere being gay. It's like, what is going on? Did somebody just drop a gay bomb around here? I need to know. I want to know what y'all think.
I'm just saying, Diva, when it exploded, what did it sound like?
Hey, but I want to know what y'all think about this. Tay, holla at me, dope, Ben Denia, Obama's still here. I want to know, Tay. Holla, baby.
Nah, that's, hey, I ain't had nothing for you, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I did hear that the gentleman that, you know, was alleging these things recanted his story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess he got off the proverbial hook, I guess, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's just such a tricky thing. But that's just like, for real, me personally, you know what I'm saying? I used to love R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Once that thing came out, I can't rock with R. Kelly no more. I just can't, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To each his own, you know what I'm saying? But if you're still in that life and you still be on that, like, I don't forget, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to a certain extent, but I don't forget. So, you know, I guess as a parent, you know, it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's how I feel it swallowed. Dope ass music, what you think, baby?
First of all, my kids were never allowed to watch Elmo, SpongeBob, any of those questionable sexual, you know what I'm saying, people.
Lord.
My kids rock with Bugs Bunny, Cookie Monster. Yeah, you ain't never heard Oscar the Grouch talking about he like another man. I'm just saying, Oscar, he gangster. But but you, the whole gay thing, this shit's out of control, man. It's like, it's sex. I'm like, really? They ruining my experiences. It was bad enough when Luther Vandross was gay. Now Frank Ocean is gay. I can't enjoy his music. You say R. Kelly pissed on girls. I can't enjoy his music. What's wrong with these people, man? And Hostess is going out of business. I'm going to time out. I can't take it. I'm depressed.
It's hard out here.
it's hard out here for a pants. And you gotta get this money for the rest. Oh, the Cadillac and gas money spent. Oh, got a whole bunch of homos jumping ship. They jumping ship. They jumping ship out here. They just leaving us behind. They jumping ship. I'm not mad at it. Be whoever makes you happy, whoever that you are in love with, because you can be with the same sex, or you can be with the opposite sex and end up in jail or be depressed. Or be with whoever makes you happy. Big shout out to Luther. Luther taught us that in the gay community. It's not your business what my sexuality is or who I'm with. It's your business that I'm happy and I'm making all this good music. Denai, come on there, baby.
It's a mess because the whole thing is the fact of that the kind of whatever recanted. But the whole thing is, the question is, why would he even say that? You know what I mean? So, I mean, because the question is, are you mad because it's an African-American man that's in here making money and you're just trying to get it, and you're just trying to get a piece of it, or what the situation was? You know, I mean, like, there's no question that the guy is gay. He's doing Elmo. Really? Seriously? There was no question there. And it's just the fact that now, obviously, he had to, quote-unquote, officially come out. But the thing is, like, now there's a misconception of, oh, you know, was he with some young child? No, you know, but the fact that that's in people's minds now is messed up. So, it got recanted real quick, but as in token, some people are still going to have that mindset of, oh, blah, 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 you know, so it's a mess.
I think people just cringe and get excited and get fearful because they think about their kids. They think about their kids and what other kids and people, because what kids has went through being molested, and then they grow up to be adult molesters, and then it's just the issue. So I think that's what comes to people's mind when they think of gay and lesbian is molestation,
which is a problem.
Hard time, sickness, group sex, Molly. But Obama, you support same-sex marriages, and you support the gay community. You got a lot of love from the gay community all over the world. You know, Obama, how do you feel about basically Elmo's creator, Kelvin Clash, coming out the closet? How does this affect America?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, Diva. If anyone wants to claim a gay lifestyle, then that's what they want to claim. What you do with your private parts has no bearing on your character. You have gay people that look like me, that look like you, that look like the other people on the show here with us, and you know, I can't tell they're gay unless they tell me they're gay, so there really is no gay lifestyle, and we really need to concentrate on what people want. And I support gay marriage because it's really a financial issue, and I like money. But, you know, if we can look at it, if they want to have a marriage, if you look at all of the laws that they're trying to implement for gay marriage, it's all financial and about commerce. So I like money, and I'm going to make sure you guys get a whole lot of it. All right. You won't catch me in a gay bar, but you might catch me in a limo.
Well, we know you definitely like money, Obama. I see them kids. I see Michelle always looking like a queen. She got swag. She got lots of
swag.
She does.
The dog got swag. You got swag. I see you on Ellen DeGeneres. You know, lean with rock with it. I like how you got your little swing on Obama. I seen you, baby. I was like, oh, look at Obama swinging that thing. He was getting it, too. Showing Ellen DeGeneres how to box.
If you keep talking like that, Diva, I'm going to send some of my Secret Service agents to pick you up in a limo.
We're about to go off. Look, I'm ready. We got 20 more minutes in the show. I got my lip gloss popping for you, Obama. You best to know. Two turns, baby. Two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I'm feeling real jealous right now. She over here, she getting the lip gloss for Obama. You know what I'm saying? All I got was some Kool-Aid. She got lip gloss. I got Kool-Aid.
You my California boy. Check your license plate. What you do?
Right? Oh, I love it. I love it. Diva,
What do you think about the states that are trying to leave the union because President Obama is in office? I say, bye. We won't miss you, I promise. Especially Texas.
Texas is trying to divorce us.
Well, they can go ahead.
I'm gonna answer that when we come back for a break. Wait, y'all hold it right there. I'm gonna answer that when I come back for a break because I want to play this song by Tay Black called "Please Don't Judge Me."
I love that track.
I know that's a hot track. It's called "Please Don't Judge Me." People's Logic is definitely a hot track. When I come back, I'm gonna answer how I feel about Texas divorcing or trying to divorce America. This has been going on for years, y'all. Let's go.
You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Next on the showcase.
People, Logic, Loop, Brain.
The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laid waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Laid swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't.
Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White House with a picket fence. Bust it. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
marriage on the rocks and girl you so fuckable like my Claire Huxtable but need an apple bomb. My lotus flower bomb, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, she give me the pussy relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in the chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming you the best. We're faking like it's love but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my texts. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus, I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn. She called up shorty, said I had a fam. And that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand. Damn.
People's Logic, y'all. It's definitely a hot track. Please don't judge me. Y'all make sure y'all follow Tay Black at TayBlack84. And make sure you follow People Logic at People's Logic and check out all the hot music that they got. Get it in your iPad. Get it in your MP3 phone, your iPhone, your Android, on your SIM card, on your baby mama SIM card, on your baby daddy SIM card. All around the world, make sure y'all get that music. This is that feel-good music, baby. Diva got that feel-good music for you. That's what it's all about. You tune in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. If you're looking to get interviews, showcased, or promoted, all you got to do is hit me at Diva Ebony B up, or hit Tay Black at Tay Black 84, or hit Slaystone Music at Slaystone Music, and check out phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's phenomradio.blogspot.com. Check out our indie showcase. Each and every Monday, we have a different indie artist on there that we showcase on our front page. We have their bio, their music, their videos, and everything. Also, be sure to tune into the Underground Railroad, our interactive map on Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check out that. Also, check out all of our hot shows that we got on there. I want y'all to check out the hot shows. We got the second hour, which is every Saturday. We got the Shakedown, which is every Saturday, too. We got Mixed Demeanor, which is every Friday. Big shout out to the Mixed Demeanor Radio Music Mix Show. We got big shout out to Troop the Truth, too. Troop the Truth is on her damn workout. Healthy game, and she is tightening it up. Diva's eating healthy. She in the hit in the gym every other day. I'm proud of you, baby. I see you on Facebook. Also, big shout, make sure you check out the Global Kitchen, too, each and every Monday. The Global Kitchen playing everything and anything with DJ Mad Logic. Of course, check us out on Frontline Fridays. The Club Killers, if you need some of that down south music, you like that down south music, the club mix, you want to get into it, just check out each and every Friday, all these shows at 4 p.m. The Club Killers are on, the Club Killers Mixed Radio Show with DJ Suede. Also, make sure you check out One World Radio, One World Radio International Hip Hop. That plays at 7 p.m. on Monday. So we're doing this thing versatile. Can't forget the Syrup and Today the Show, Phenomenal Dance Show, also the Dirty South Takeover, Nothing But South Hits. That's with DJ Froggy. Big shout out to DJ Froggy. He's a really dope DJ. And we cannot forget Fleet Flavors, old school hip hop and R&B. Don't think we ain't gonna take it back to the classics, baby. That's what we do. That's what we do. It's all about the history of it. We definitely gotta pay homage and respect to that.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday. We're all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Now, I told you I was going to comment on,
Texas trying to leave the country.
Thank you. I got work to do. I got a lot of work to do. I'm wearing a lot of hats right now. So that's what I'm talking about. My diva was off point. She said, Texas is leaving the union. There you go. Well, Texas. Well, you know what? This is not the first time that a state has tried, and it's been going on for a while in other states, too. I think Colorado is another one. Let me put my feet up here in the studio and lean back because I like to get comfortable when I'm talking about new niggas. Hey, you new niggas. So I can't really be mad at Texas or any other state that's trying to get a petition to sign so they can have their own private government. They can control their own money and they can do their own thing. Texas does have a lot of power. Texas has a really large military base right. going on situation.
Mm-hmm.
They are very large populated. You can, if it really came down to it, and then at the end of the world, all the other states got contaminated. Everybody in this world can basically sit in Texas. Texas is
right.
that big. It'd probably be tight, but it's possible. So Texas
mm-hmm.
is saying, you know what? We mad. We got mad milk that Obama is getting another term. We felt like the government has basically been jacking us over and playing us out. and abusing the money of the America, of the people. Why should we have to go into foreclosure in our homes and whatnot because the government is not managing the money right? Or they're coming up with all these laws and whatnot that's causing me to still be in a rat race. When I get a little piece of cheese, you know, you telling me you need half and you didn't work for none of it. So I can understand how Texas may feel in other states, but this is not something that just happened with Bush. This happened with, I mean, with Obama. This happened with Bush as well.
Mm-hmm.
People wanted to really, it's crazy when you get a state to say, you know what, I don't even want to be a part of the United States no more.
Right.
F the United States couch. F your phone. F the United States. Like, how the hell does the state divorce us? Not the state of Texas. And all other states that want to be separate, you want to be in your own lane. If you decide to remove yourself from the union, don't look for us to support y'all asses when shit hits the fan, okay?
Well.
Because y'all want it your own. Don't look for all these benefits you get with being part of America. And Texas does have a lot of, they receive a lot of shipping over there.
They do.
They're right on the coast, right on the water, so they can actually get the shit off. What's fucking with that?
Mm-hmm.
They can get it off, but don't be looking for our protection and don't be looking for the other 49 states to hold you down when your baby daddies and baby mamas come through and now y'all can't get it together and now y'all want to come back. You can't make up and break up with us. This is America. We're Americans.
Right.
Loyalty, honesty, respect. But I do agree with them and overstand to a certain point that if you keep smoking up my money, that's just like keep giving your paycheck to your crackhead-ass boyfriend or crackhead-ass girlfriend or your crackhead-ass mama or daddy. You
right.
know they're going to smoke all the money up. You're not going to smoke all the money up. So you're not going to keep giving them your money to save when all they're going to do is smoke it up. Obama, I want to see how you feel about that because Texas is trying to divorce you, basically, because you're the president right now. So how you feel about that?
Well, Texas is the Lone Star State, and we must remember that they've been trying to divorce us for a very long time. They've been rebelling the Union since its creation. Now, it's okay if they want to do that, but I am the commander-in-chief of the military. Who's going to protect you when the Mexicans start climbing over the fence?
I said that to Obama. I said, what are they going to do when they break that border and the Mexicans and they start climbing over the fence and that drug cartel starts coming? But you know what? Them Texicans, I'm going to call them Texicans. I don't know if that's the word. It really doesn't matter. It's my show. I say what I want. Ain't that right, though? I say what I want.
You got that right. The Texicans and they Texicans and they Texicans, all that. Go ahead.
And they telling that Texas, but they were actually, like you said before, with the gang violence and stuff like that, Chicago Obama, they would set up shop at that border and just basically pick off anybody that's trying to come in. That's not cool. Because you do got that Texas and then you got Mexico, and that border is not even like they say in border patrol, but I think that's one of the most grittiest, grimiest. I don't know about that border patrol, man. It just ain't making sense for me.
I'll tell you what, Diva. With all of the guns and ammunition that the Mexicans have gotten from Fast and Furious, Texas hasn't got a chance.
Fast and Furious. That shit. Obama, you the nigga.
He was talking about that law. Yeah, he was talking about that law, though. Y'all know about the Fast and Furious law. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. No, tell me out. I'm not familiar with this right now. Educate me.
No, I don't know all the specifics for the law, you know what I'm saying? But it was a policy on immigration. I just don't know what the specifics were on it, so I don't want to misquote it. But
well, I can fill you in on that. A few of my constituents and friends made a lot of money selling bullets and ammunition and AK-47s and a bunch of guns. And the drug lords took over a little bit. And, you know, that chronic that you like, well, I got paid off of that, too.
This is heavy.
That's some heavy shit, Obama. That's why you legalized it, because you got paid off all that good guns from the West Coast, from Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, my pounds are heavy, baby.
Wow, this is heavy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Obama, I'm just sitting here with my hands on my face like a little schoolgirl. I love Obama.
Thank you. Oh, please turn your camera.
Please don't judge Obama.
Oh,
don't judge me. You know, I voted for Mitt Romney this year because I didn't know if I was going to put up with another 4 years of this shit. But anyway, you know, as long as Steve is on and I got the power to click her and the Secret Service can turn on her cam and she's got a great body. Oh, sorry, but I just want to tell you guys that as long as the show's running, I'll be running. Four more years.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy the next 4 years that you're going to be in term, Obama. What I'm most going to enjoy is watching you, researching you, and I want to get close to Michelle Obama. I want to be able to sit down and hear her talk and hear a lecture from her. I'm very proud of Michelle Obama because Michelle Obama changed the school system lunch. Like, she changed the lunch system in all the schools. That's how you make a difference, Queen. That's how you do something. And she brought the Get Active situation back into the schools. I really like that because for a while, even on the East Coast, and we got about 7 more minutes, on the East Coast, they took playground out of the school.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait a minute. Now it's just a blacktop. Now you got all these kids just standing around, clicking up, and if you take it from outside of that gated fence and you look outside on the block, the next corner, ain't that what the drug dealers and the pimps and the hoes and the killers and dealers is doing? Y'all took your playtime, the playgrounds, the exercising and sweating and running around and monkey bars and merry-go-rounds and slides and all that shit so they can sweat and get active, and y'all put them on a blacktop. Now they all standing around looking at each other back and forth, and when they leave from school, they walking past the corner store, the poppy store, and they seeing the drug dealers on the corners just standing around looking around, but they moving drugs. So, of course, they going to think to do this on a blacktop, too. Who the fuck decided to call it a blacktop, too? It's a playground. And then mothers and fathers, we complain about our schools being not up to standard or being the lowest on the list. When the last time you had joined the PTA or went to a meeting or went to any of the conferences that they have when they're talking about the school budgets and how to improve? We got to get back active in these schools, like for real. You should know the principal. You should know the teachers, the ladies in the staff, even the lunch lady. I know the lunch lady. I want them all to know I'm a Kasha Rise mama. I'm deep. It's me. So y'all see this one, y'all treat him with royalty. Shit, put him at the front of the line.
Make sure you get the best slices of pizza in that line. Y'all better stop
That's
playing.
That's right. Get good fresh salad. I want to see that garden salad. If you're going to give him some pizza, give him a choice of salad. So where's orange juice at or his purified water? That's what I'm talking about. Because I damn sure
take fresh milk.
Lunch. My son don't give
you know what I'm saying?
Lunch.
All that. We need the freshest out the line. Matter of fact, he need his own line at the school. That's how I feel. Obama, can you make that happen for us?
Obama, can we give Makai a line? Yeah, Obama, that's what I need to get done. Obama, baby daddy number 5. I need to get Makai his own lane at the school. Like, when lunchtime comes, it just needs to be a line for Makai. Can you put in a order? Can you go ahead and send that bill to Congress real fast and get it done by the end of this month? I know we got 2 weeks left, but you know, baby, Black Friday coming.
No problem. Black Friday will be every Thursday and Friday when I'm in office.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know I'm your boo thing. I'm your boo thing. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, I just wanted you to know that I really feel good about this year, and if push comes to shove, you know, being the president, I can print my own money. You know, gold is just like money, and money is just like gold. It's all about manipulating your frame of mind, because you can't eat money, but you buy food, and you can't eat gold, but you can use it to buy food. So, you know, don't worry about the gold and the money. Just make it. Just make that money. Get registered with the Security Exchange Commission, and I'll come to your house personally and throw a party. And do your acre filing every week. Be your own boss, and that's the way we'll build this economy. And I know I can't go another four more years, but black power.
Black power, that's what I'm talking about. Going into the new 2013, you guys, I just want y'all to lead this in your mind right here. Ownership is powership. Ownership is powership. So going into 2013, you guys, we get in these holiday hours, we get in a couple more hours. Don't spend no money, then you're getting your income tax too. When you get your income tax, don't go shopping, don't go buy none of that shit. Think about this. Ownership is powership. I need to turn this dollar over. I need to turn this money over. And if you want to start a business, do some research. I'm talking about research. Start now, all the way until you get your income tax, where you can cut corners, save money, and start getting something where you can start getting your brand out there and your business out there and start to have multiple incomes coming in. So 2013, ownership is powership, and multiple income should be your damn hashtag for the rest of this damn year. Let's go ahead and get up out of here. Tay, go ahead. We're going to do a roll call up out of here. Tay. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to ask really quickly, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying, please show love and just keep my homie Ashley Marie, the number 3. That's at Ashley Marie, the number 3, in your prayers. I told her I would, you know what I'm saying? And I know I got good people on the line, you know what I mean, good people that's rocking with me. When I hear somebody in need that needs some prayer, you know what I'm saying, I know where to go to. So, you know what I mean, keep that young lady in your prayers. Yo, it's been a pleasure. I mean, come on. What other radio joint got Barack Obama on the line? You know what I'm saying? He's been baby daddy. You see what I'm saying? That's how you know. You in good hands with Ebony B, man. Dope. You know what I'm saying? Denier. Yo, good rocking with y'all, man. Had a good time.
I appreciate that. I'm going to take him to church, too, for your friend. I'm going to take him to church when we finish up with everybody. I'm going to take him to church and pray over her at this end of the show, Tay. I definitely do that for her, because anybody that need prayer, it ain't nothing to stop and take about a minute of your time or two and say, hey, God, I need to talk to you. But yeah, I'm going to take him to church. Let's go. Dope ass music. Come on, baby. Where you at?
Man, I'm over here. I'm dying. I got dry tears because I've been cracking up all damn night. And y'all is a fool. Hey, I'm not judging Tay Black, but man, hey, if you done with homegirl, can you pass it my way? But
yeah, <got you.
laughs> Nah, but this is your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. For anybody that's remedial, that's DOPEAZZMUZIK. You know, be sure to follow me, holla at me. The Thanksgiving Massacre will be dropping on Thursday. You know what I mean? So be sure to check it out. Shout out to Tay Black and Diva Ebony B for getting on it. Shout out to my girl Denia, always supporting your boy. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Blast Your Thoughts. You know what I'm saying? The No Future Show. Hey, Diva was on there, Tay. I got her.
Yes. What's up?
That's definitely what's up. Denia, holla at us, baby.
Definitely make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at DanayaDD for you. And in a half an hour, tune into Next Legacy Radio. We actually have a special show coming up talking about missing children. So make sure y'all tune into that, because it's going to be a really powerful show.
That's what's up. Barack Obama. Oh, two-term. Hey, bro.
Yeah,
still
very
there?
All right. We're going to take him to church real fast. We'll get back to Obama. He had to get to Michelle. She came in the room like, who are you talking to? Steve?
hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
Let's take them to church, man. This is to everybody that's out there under the sound of my voice. Father God, I come to you humbly and ask that you use me as a tool right now for those who are going through trials and tribulation and those who are making a real big decision in their life on today. We're going to talk about trust during trials. Trusting God is more than words to a song, y'all. In John chapter 20, verse 15 says, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" And that was John chapter 20, verse 15. Jonetta had prayed about some personal problems time and time again. Still, her trials and tribulations still seemed to mount, and she often cried herself to sleep. She told her closest friends her frustration, how frustrated she was because it seemed God didn't hear her petitions. One of those friends, Sandy, was also her Sunday school group leader. One Sunday, Sandy ended the lesson by playing a song from a CD. Jonetta was surprised because she had the same CD, but she had never listened to the particular cut. The song asks a reviving question: what happens to your faith when life is extremely hard? The song brought tears to many eyes in the class, including Jeanetta's. She knew her feelings were inspired by the words to the song. She also knew that trusting God was more than simply being moved by words of a song. Trusting God during trials in life meant work. It meant truly believing God and trusting him rather than fear. Scripture tells us that our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are his thoughts, are not his thoughts. Our timing is not his timing. Sometimes some things need time. When life takes us on a detour, God still loves us, protects us, and protects us, and guides us. Trials will strengthen us if we allow them. James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Count it all joy when you fall in various trials." It may be hard to take that view at first, but if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, our trials will become triumphs. Here's some homework, y'all. Let's put some application behind it. The more time we spend in the Word, the more we love it, and the more it will fill our minds and hearts. Then when trials come, our minds will be filled with the promises of God, and our faith will be stronger. When you read the Word, pray that the Holy Spirit will open your mind to understand what you read so that your will to God's will. Always remember Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. God is in a habit of studying the Word first. Get in a habit of studying the Word first thing every morning, and your day will be easier. God shows those who trust him. You got to trust him. And I pray this out. Lord, help me to rejoice in knowing that you are using these trials to strengthen my faith, God. Father God, help me to remember that nothing is impossible with you. Open my eyes to your direction, Lord. Remove my fear of the unknown and open my life to your power today. Work mightily in me. In Jesus' name I pray. The church say amen.
Amen.
There you go. You got to trust. Trust in trials and tribulations. And don't worry if you ain't made it yet. Stop looking around. Everybody gets their time. It may be 15 seconds or it may be a lifetime. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Frontline Fridays tonight. Make sure you tune in to Next Legacy Radio. That's about to come in about 25 minutes. Big shout out to Tay Black for always holding me down. My Diva love. All my people on Diva Spot TV, I appreciate you tuning in with me. Make sure you follow the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. And be sure to check out phenomradio.blogspot.com. That's phenomradio.blogspot.com. We out of here.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.